24 years later, lies about JFK Jr. death continue. By Donald Jeffries. On July 16, 1999, John F. Kennedy, Jr., son of the assassinated president, perished along with his wife and sister-in-law, when the plane he was piloting plunged into the ocean off of Martha's Vineyard, Mass. Many questions remain about this suspicious incident, none of them ever raised by any professional investigative journalists. This writer conducted the first independent investigation into the death of JFK Jr. and published the results in the book Hidden History, An Expose of Modern Crimes, Conspiracies, and Cover UPS in American Politics, available from AFP for $23. Research revealed that JFK's son had a burning quest, behind the scenes, to find out the truth about the death of his father. Several people have confirmed this, including his high school girlfriend, and a member of his close adult inner circle, who very strongly demanded anonymity. Kennedy had read the conspiracy books, and the subject seems to have become a point of contention between him and his older sister Caroline. At the time of his death, he had scheduled an interview with journalist Wayne Madsen for a position with George Magazine, where his first assignment was to investigate the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Other inside sources acknowledged that JFK Jr. was about to launch his political career. Many felt he would opt for the open Senate seat from New York, which eventually went to Hillary Clinton. Others thought he might very well just start with a run for governor, or even for the presidency itself. In March 1999, Kennedy had supposedly held an exploratory meeting about running for the Senate. JFK Jr. died just days after Hillary expressed an interest in running for the Senate seat. Given the notorious reality of the huge Clinton body count, some have naturally found that curious. The unedited coverage of local news broadcasts during the search for Kennedy's missing plane contained numerous references by various on-air reporters to a 9:39 p.m. phone call made by JFK Jr. to the airport, reporting all was well and awaiting landing instructions. This was important, because it would eventually be claimed that JFK Jr.'s plane went into a death spiral at the very same moment. When researchers later requested video of these newscasts, the networks deleted every single reference to this 9:39 p.m. phone call from the tapes. This was clearly not an accident. It was akin to Winston Smith at the Ministry of Truth sending the information that conflicted with a narrative down the memory hole. This was in spite of the fact that the Coast Guard sent out Petty Officer Todd Bergen to give an interview to local television on the very subject of this 9:39 p.m. phone call. Reporter Susan Warnick, who interviewed him on air, never answered any of this author's emails requesting a comment. The interview itself, like all the other coverage touching upon this verboten phone call, was edited out of the footage. There were two key witnesses in the case whose testimony alone destroyed the official theory that Kennedy's plane went down because of pilot error. Attorney Victor Pribanik described hearing an explosion coming from that location just before the time of the supposed crash. More interestingly, a still unidentified reporter with a local Martha's Vineyard newspaper claimed to have seen an explosion in the sky at the same time. This author spoke to a local news reporter who had met and gotten the story from this still unknown reporter firsthand. The details are all in Hidden History. Like the 9:39 p.m. phone call, this reporter has also vanished down the memory hole. The state-controlled media constructed a narrative built around JFK Jr. being a reckless and unqualified pilot. Interviews with his flight instructor suggested otherwise, but the reckless mantra prevailed. More importantly, the public was told that it was dangerous to fly that night, because of the deep haze that made it difficult to navigate. In fact, the man who wrote the official weather report for the FAA disagreed vehemently in public with this contention. He blasted the media for all their lies and distortions about how dangerous and hazy the weather was, maintaining that conditions were actually fine that night. Yet, the disinformation continues, as every mainstream piece on the subject blames Kennedy's recklessness and the bad weather for what happened. It is interesting to consider what private conversations might have taken place behind the scenes between John F. Kennedy Jr. and his cousin Robert F. Kennedy Jr. As we all know now, RFK Jr. has an intense interest in the subject of both Kennedy assassinations and has publicly charged the government with killing both his father and his uncle. JFK Jr. would have been an unbeatable candidate. He had Hollywood looks, combined with the Kennedy mystique, and not a hint of scandal, unlike so many other U.S. politicians.